The big news in Berea this week centered on the injury to Robert Griffin III and the changes that lie ahead for the Browns offense. The biggest change obviously starts with who's replacing him, and that's Josh McCown. The bigger question, though, is what will change about Hugh Jackson's offense and how it is orchestrated starting week two against the Baltimore Ravens. Hugh Jackson on Monday said there will be some subtle differences, some bits and pieces that are different with Josh McCown under center than it was with Robert Griffin III. A few to look out for start first off with McCown's mobility. It's not on Robert Griffin III's level, but he still has it. Look back at week five last year against the Ravens, and McCown was able to run and scramble for a big touchdown that helped the Browns get an overtime victory. One of the big struggles for the Browns offense during the preseason and week one has been time of possession. With McCown under center, the goal will be to establish drives, get the running game going, and milk the clock, which not only wears down the Baltimore defense, but give some rest to the Browns defense, which was on the field for a whopping 77 plays last week in Philadelphia. Another aspect to watch is the relationship McCown has with his receivers and tight ends. He's a familiar face in the locker room, well-respected, and the players worked with him in preseason, so the chemistry should not drop off. But one matchup to look out for is his connection with Gary Barnidge, easily his favorite target throughout a successful 2015 campaign while he was healthy. The Browns locker room is confident with McCown under center, and as Joe Thomas said on Wednesday, they do not expect any drop-off. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates leading into Week 2 against the Baltimore Ravens.